the city of York. They're in the studio this morning. We're getting a rundown of what's going on there in the White Rose City. We have Rebecca Mestis, and Rebecca has brought along a friend, Sarah Ramirez. She is the Capital Project Manager. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rebecca, we're going to start with you. You all in the last 24 hours have been dealing with a headache, for sure, with what your utility system there in the city of York.
Yes, so a fiber contractor that was doing work in the area actually hit a water main, and so we had a line strike. So they were working with that throughout the day to get that repaired. That was repaired last night at 6:30, but we do have a boil water advisory in place. Hoping to receive those results sometime this morning, and we'll update our social media feeds. We have a great alert system, Code Red, where people can sign up to receive those alerts as well, and we'll update our website as well with those results if we are going to lift that boil water advisory.
And there, you're just asking folks to boil it for 2 minutes, let it cool before consuming or cooking with it.
Yes.
Okay. So you'll alert everyone once you're given the all clear to do so.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So beyond that, of course, the holiday season is a very busy time there in the city of York. You've
Absolutely.
Got a lot of stuff coming up, including your Christmas parade.
Yes. So our tree lighting is on Thursday, December 12th. That kind of kicks off our week of fun and adventure. And then on Friday, December 13th, Friday the 13th, at 6 p.m., we have our annual hometown Christmas parade. So we're excited. We sold out. That's so awesome.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Or filled up. Not sold out, but filled
yes.
up.
Yes, no.
Sold out sounds
sold
pretty
out.
Good.
Yeah,
let's go
like
with
it.
That.
It's a hot commodity.
Yeah. So we filled up. So we are excited to, you know, have a full lineup for all of our people that are out there, our residents and visitors. So.
We sure do love the York Christmas Parade.
We do.
That is
a good
parade
hometown,
sure.
And that's going to be a good day for you. It's Christmas, a parade, and
Friday the 13th.
All in one day.
Checks all
your
the boxes.
Favorites?
Sure
yes.
does.
I love it. Oh, man. All right. Well, let's meet Sarah. Sarah, good morning to you. Your
good
first
morning.
Time here on Palmetto Mornings.
Yeah.
So you are the Capital Project Manager. So what does your day look like? What does your job entail?
So the city of York is experiencing a lot of growth, and with that comes a lot of capital projects. And so we have at present 25 capital projects, plans and studies. So I manage and oversee those capital projects, grant administration, contract administration, risk management, procurement, kind of from beginning to end, initiation to close out.
What's an example of a project you're working on now that people can visually see as
sure.
a capital
so
project?
We have an RFQ out, request for qualifications for a comprehensive plan and downtown master plan. So those would be to help revitalize some land use as well as our downtown, which we've recently focused on a lot, growing that downtown, helping those businesses there. So that's currently out. Companies will be kind of bidding on that per se, closing out December 5th. That's happening, as well as, you know, we have the Liberty Waterline Project, Wastewater Treatment Plant, we have parks, sidewalks,
wow.
so, kind of all the things.
So that downtown project, that's just one of the 25 that
yes.
you're working on?
That's
wow.
Right.
That's
So we have $37 million in current capital projects
wow.
at present.
So what is the definition? Well, how would you describe a capital project? What are
so
we talking about here?
Typically, we describe it as over $100,000 in cost, but we do, you know, plans and studies sometimes are under that. We still consider them to be part of the capital project realm, but typically when you're defining it, it'll be something over $100,000.
And you're just making sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, and you just follow along and make sure that you come in under budget, hopefully, and on time.
Under budget, on time. It's a lot of babysitting, contractors, you know, asking for updates, seeing why there's a delay in this, really staying on top of securing really good contracts, things like that. So it's a lot of monitoring and staying on top of those.
What do you think that it says about the city of York, though, to have 25 open capital projects?
So I think it just shows the city's dedication to improving infrastructure and making sure that the growth that we have is sustainable and that we're being smart about the growth. So 75% of that $37 million is actually state appropriations and grants. And so it also shows we're not looking to the tax base to fund these projects. We're looking externally and seeing what we can get from the state of South Carolina as well as different grant funding mechanisms.
So for folks who don't work in this space often, we're familiar when nonprofits go after grants, But the same can be said for municipalities, that there are grants that are open to cities Absolutely. And counties.
Absolutely. We have a couple grants that are over $6 million at present. So there's definitely funding out there. We have a great lobbyist who helps secure some state appropriations each year. We recently just got over $6 million, and part of that will be for parks, and part of that is for a fire truck, fire apparatus. So lots of funding mechanisms out there for local government.
Sarah, out of the 25 current capital projects that you're overseeing, which one is the biggest one currently?
So our East Liberty Waterline replacement and our wastewater treatment plant are the two largest, with over $11 million.
Wow.
And they're valuable, right? But they're not the really...
They're not the flashy.
Flashy,
not
the exciting, exciting
like
kind.
The downtown. The downtown that people are going to see. However, when something goes wrong, then people are upset.
Absolutely.
So, right, Rebecca? You know about that.
I know about that.
But you're just doing that to, one, keep up with the growth that you all are seeing there.
Yeah. And we are under the belief that we want to improve the water lines before we improve the roads, because it doesn't make sense to do it the reverse. So if we want to improve, potholes and things like that, we want to look at the underground first and make sure we're going, from a 6-inch to a 12-inch. So making sure that we have that capacity and flow and everything. Plus, they're over 80 years old, those water lines. So we want to get those replaced.
Yeah.
A little nip and tuck at any age is always valuable.
And all of that will also then help with the residential growth that y'all are experiencing in the city
of
York.
Especially with regard to the wastewater treatment plant. It'll help capacity there.
Right.
Sarah, is there a place where folks can follow along there in the city of York where these capital projects are on the timeline? I know people always want transparency, but it seems that citizens want more and more transparency, I guess, with the digital age we live in. How can folks continue to follow along?
Yeah, so we will be releasing our first project strategy report, and that goes through all of the projects. It lists out any contractors and consultants on there, the funding sources, the total expenses, project description, project timeline, updated pictures, status report, things like that. So each project is outlined within that document, as well as an explanation of some funding mechanisms and then projects to come.
And where can folks get their hands on that, access it, I guess?
Sorry. So it'll be, of course, in our meeting minutes, but we'll post it online as well. Right. It'll follow the Dalton's city manager report. So we'll make sure that it's plenty public.
Perfect. Well, that's pretty interesting. Well, congratulations. You'll obviously job security for you there in the city of York as the capital project manager. Her name is Sarah Ramirez. Sarah, thank you so much. Rebecca, it's always great to see you, friend. Thank
Good
you so much.
You.
Y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank